is Sir 12 o'clock news. I'm Jocelyn Nachibule. A joint parliamentary committee has proposed major amendments to the controversial Protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026, warning that its original draft could unintentionally criminalize legitimate economic activities and disrupt Uganda's financial stability. The Committee on Defense and Internal Affairs, together with the Committee on Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, completed their report on Monday following consultations in more than 224 stakeholders clustered into 60 groups. The report attempts to balance the national security concerns with constitutional freedoms and economic stability following mounting criticism from civil society, financial institutions, legal experts, religious leaders, and sections of parliament. According to the committee, stakeholders identified major inconsistencies between the government's policy intentions and the actual drafting of the bill. As Parliament prepares to consider the controversial Protection of the Sovereignty Bill 2026 this afternoon, the Kagoma County Member of Parliament, Brandon Chitunto, has assured Ugandans that the joint committee that has been scrutinizing the bill has put into consideration all the echoes and voices of Ugandans who came to Parliament to share their views on the bill. This follows opposition MPs' complaints about the unprofessional manner exhibited by committee chairpersons in Munyonyo, who allegedly wanted to force the MP sign the report on this bill before debating its details. However, Chinto says President Museveni and the ruling government have a duty to protect Ugandans and their resources, noting that there is no need for panic. He adds that the government, rather the Governor Bank of Uganda, wrote to the committee and proposed some amendments which have been adopted among other proposals from different stakeholders. The Protection of Sovereign Bill is scheduled for its second reading this afternoon at 2 p.m. with a strong likelihood of being passed amid heavy security deployment around the parliament, with several routes blocked and access restricted for both MPs and staff.